and Democrats supporting an investigation. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. After classified documents were found at President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home.
President Biden first arrived in Washington as a U.S. senator 50 years ago this month when Richard Nixon was president. 4 years later, Biden sank Jimmy Carter's pick to lead the CIA over the nominee's illegal possession of classified documents he had taken with him from the White House years earlier. Some Republicans think that's rich. After days of ignoring reporters' questions about his classified documents, the president responded late this week.
I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. Meanwhile, as America's debt ceiling is reached, concerns grow over the lack of action taken by the government.
The last eight major fiscal reforms were done in the context of a debt ceiling negotiation since 1985. This is not unprecedented. We just need Democrats to act in good faith, come to the table.
House Budget Committee Chair Rep. Jody Arrington on Fox. President Biden plans on meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss the debt limit. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is saying we have until early June until we actually hit the debt ceiling. Plus, big tech layoffs happening across the board at Google parent company Alphabet and other companies as the economy struggles.
Almost 200,000 in total. Those 12,000 employees at Alphabet represent about 6% of the company's workforce. In a blog post and email sent out to employees yesterday, CEO Sundar Pichai wrote of the, quote, difficult decision, adding this, over the past 2 years, we've seen periods of dramatic growth to match and fuel that growth. We hired for a different economic reality than the one we face today. These job losses add to those already dealt by companies like Amazon, Microsoft, and Facebook's parent company, Meta.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Today marks a somber anniversary in the U.S.
January 21st, 2020, 3 years ago, was the day the first case of coronavirus in the United States was confirmed. The patient was a then 35-year-old Washington State man who had recently traveled to Wuhan, China. He was experiencing fever, a cough, nausea, and vomiting, and had to be hospitalized for over a week. The World Health Organization issued a global health emergency 10 days after the man was diagnosed on January 31st, and the Trump administration declared a public health emergency in the U.S., on February 3rd. Johns Hopkins reports that, to date, more than 1.1 million Americans and more than 6.7 million people worldwide have died due to COVID-19. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And one of the world's most competitive surfing contests is expected to be held Sunday in Hawaii for the first time in 7 years. And this year, female surfers will be competing alongside the men for the first time in the 39-year history of the Eddie Aikau Big Wave Invitational. The event is a one-day contest held on Oahu's North Shore. Plus, this Sunday marks the start of the Chinese New Year. San Francisco is home to one of the largest populations of Chinese people in the U.S., and they're getting ready to celebrate.
Sidewalks and shops are filled with people, many buying fruits.
Tangerine means lucky because we all want luck in our new year.
Flowers and tangerine trees are also sold in abundance. In Cantonese, this vendor tells me Chinese people celebrate prosperity and businesses wish for a successful year. At AA Bakery, long lines to the counter.
Traditional Ningguo
New Year cake in high demand. It's among the specialty sweets made and sold only during the week leading up to New Year Day.
The year of the rabbit in 2023 is a year of hope.
Hope as families come together and wish for good health, fortune, and prosperity.
Amber Lee of Fox TV affiliate KTVU. I'm Marie Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.